The Edmonton Fan Expo is September 15th to the 17th. Alex Kingcott joins me to tell us about it. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
I have been going to expos for years now. They are so much fun. In fact, I'm almost done my costume for this one, so I'm really, really excited. But for those that say, what is an expo? What is a Comic-Con? How would you describe it?
Oh, wow. I would say it's a festival of everything that you're passionate about. So whatever you're a fan of, whether it's video games, sci-fi, horror, fantasy, if you're a big superhero movie buff, if you love those like dark and twisty, mysterious thrillers, like you're going to find everything there. And it's just you and tens of thousands of fellow fans geeking out together in like a completely fun and family-friendly environment. It's just like nerd heaven.
And a lot of the time, the big draw is the celebrity appearances. So who do we have coming for this year's expo?
We have some really cool Canadians like Stephen Amell coming this year. There's TV stars like Giancarlo Esposito, James Marsters is coming, Gabrielle Luna, who obviously just shot a great big show here in Alberta in the last few years. And then really cool voice actors, the voice of Dora the Explorer, the voice of Ash Ketchum from Pokemon. So it's like having, you know, what you're currently watching, meeting them in real life, and then it's also the nostalgia of seeing those people and hearing those voices that you loved as a kid. It's celebrating every sort of era of your fandom all in one place with people who totally feel the same way you do.
And it's not just celebrities. There's a lot of activities. What sort of other things are happening?
The whole weekend is packed with activities. If you want to bring your family with you, the Family Zone at Edmonton Expo is incredible, and the kids can get interactive. If you're really into Pokemon or anime, there's a new anime lounge this year. We have something called Poke Sunday, which I think you just have to go to the website to check out. I really love watching the costume contest. People put hours, like yourself, I'm so excited to hear what your costume is. People put hours, days, months, years into creating movie perfect, incredible cosplay. And the best go on stage and they show it off at the cosplay championship. There's even a kids cosplay contest, which is like the highlight for me of an entire weekend. So if you're a fan of cosplay and just if you want to see the incredible talent that there is in Edmonton, I always make sure I hit that up. But then there's sketch battles, there's readings, there's Q&As with the celebrity guests where you get to ask them your questions. So there's really something for everybody all day long for three full days.
I just want to circle back to the cosplay. If somebody is listening and they want to come in costume, what are some of your tips for somebody who's never cosplayed before?
Oh, just be careful with your footwear.
Yes, that's a good one.
People always look so incredible and I see them come in and I think, oh gosh, how are you going to survive all day in the show in those shoes? I think the cosplay pros will tell you sometimes it's worth it to make the look come complete, but maybe try to bring a pair of comfy shoes for when you eventually get tired. You do not have to come in costume. Cosplay is totally, you know, about self-expression. It's about embodying those characters. But I would say a good portion of people like to be creative, even if it's just putting, you know, like the Superman t-shirt underneath your business jacket and having a little bit of fun. You certainly don't have to come, but you're going to find an incredible community of people like super ready to celebrate you and your creativity if you do decide to come in costume. And also just to go to our website, make sure that your costume meets all of the guidelines. For example, you cannot bring in like a real sword, but clever cosplayers know how to make their props and their costume pieces look perfect while still complying with the rules.
And if somebody has never been before, what are some tips that you would give them to get the best expo experience?
I would say go online, check out the schedule. It's usually released about a week out. Go and check out the schedule, make a bit of a plan for yourself. Make sure you wear comfy shoes, you know, drink water. But my biggest tip is to leave some room for discovery. So don't overplan your whole weekend. Plan out the photo ops you want to get with the celebrity guests. Make sure you know what time you need to be for everything that you really want to hit. But also give yourself some time to explore. There's new vendors every year. There's new activities every year. And you're going to meet fans from the same things that you're passionate about in the line. And they're going to give you ideas. And they're going to tell you about new things to go check out. You're going to meet new artists. You're going to find new vendors that are doing cool things. So program, figure out what you can't miss, and then leave room. Find time to make friends and meet new people and find your new passion.
The Edmonton Fan Expo, September 15th to the 17th at the Edmonton Expo Center. Tickets available online. We have the link for it on our website, ravenradio.ca. Thank you so much, Alex.
Thanks.